Contradiction. An introduction is to introduce people, but Christopher Robin and his friends who have already been introduced to you are now going to say goodbye. So this is the opposite. When we asked Pooh what the opposite of an introduction was, he said, the what of a what? Which didn't help us as much as we had hoped. But luckily, Owl kept his head and told us that the opposite of an introduction, my dear Pooh, was a contradiction. And as he is very good at long words, I'm sure that's what it is. Why are we having a contradiction is because last week, when Christopher Robin said to me, what about the story you were going to tell me about what happened to Pooh when, I happened to say very quickly, what about 9 times 107? And when we had done that one, we had one about cows going through a gate at 2 a minute. And there are 300 in the field. So how many are left after an hour and a half? We find these very exciting. And when we have been excited quite enough, we curl up and go to sleep. And Pooh, sitting wakeful a little longer on his chair by our pillow, thinks grand thoughts to himself about nothing until he too closes his eyes and nods his head and follows us on tiptoe into the forest. There, still, we have magic adventures more wonderful than any I have told you about. But now, when we wake up in the morning, they are gone before we can catch hold of them. How did the last one begin? One day, when Pooh was walking in the forest, there was 107 cows on a gate. No, you see, we have lost it. It was the best, I think. Well, here are some of the other ones, all that we shall remember now. But, of course, it isn't really goodbye, because the forest will always be there, and anybody who is friendly with bears can find it. A.A. Milne, The Introduction to the House at Pooh Corner. Sorting through my books, and I pulled that out. I enjoyed stories, reading stories to my children as they grew. Very young, the picture books, up to, I can't remember exactly when they stopped being read stories, but we read a variety of stories, many hours of enjoyment. And when I was young, my mother, an English teacher who had a very soothing voice, would read stories to us. One of the most memorable activities I did. Don't remember much about TV specifically, but the stories, just a great moment of connection and enjoyment, stirring the imagination. So I was in the library, which is one of my favorite places, and there was a book with a yellow cover of a kind of a crown called Wild Things, The Joy of Reading Children's Literature as an Adult by Bruce Handy. That caught my eye. So I grabbed it, looked at the back. Now, Bruce Handy is a writer and editor at Esquire and a contributor to Vanity Fair. He worked for the New Yorker, Rolling Stone, and other places. So a sophisticated writer. So this really, I was curious about this book. So he talks about the rediscovery and enjoyment of the classic books and authors such as Beverly Cleary, of course, Dr. Seuss, Marie Sendak, and in rereading these as an adult to his kids, so exploring the themes, the backstories to these about these authors, and little fun curiosities of the time they were written. The first chapter I just read. The first chapter was regarding Goodnight. Okay, what's it called? Goodnight. Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. She has an interesting story now. Eventually, I think 1 in 4 parents, new parents, were given that book. So it was became a prolific bestseller and just a simple, enjoyable story. So he talks about, the Cat in the Hat, the Runaway, Wild Things, the Very Hungry Caterpillar, and just some of these other Ramona Quimby. I remember some of these. Tom Sawyer, etc. So, and some of the adult themes, the things that he saw in these stories that, of course, as a child, you don't see. So the layered enjoyments of a well-written story. So I'm going to enjoy that. the last story I read, I don't read a lot of fiction, but I feel like I'm drawn back to enjoying some. I read The Ocean at the End of the Lane, a novel by Neil Gaiman. Really just pulled me right in. I just really could picture what was happening. I recommend that one. Now, Neil Gaiman, just such a prolific writer. I really haven't read much at all of his other work. My daughter Brianna loved him. Loves him, I'm sure, still, and read much of his work. She's a fine writer. So, stories. You know, as I thought about what, my experience in reading, being read to, I remember in school, at the end of the day, well, I think it was, maybe, was it once? No, I think it was most days. We had like 20 minutes or something where the teacher would read us just, you know, a chapter from a book we'd been reading. I remember one prominent, this was fifth grade, was Where the Red Fern Grows. And of course, if you've read that book, and who hasn't, you know that there's some intense, sad stuff in the end there. And wow, was that powerful. But just so enjoyable to be read to. They'd turn down the lights, we'd rest, and then, you know, bing, bell would go, and we'd go catch the bus. But always look forward to being read to. It just bring, you know, stories bring people together, and they create this connection within the story. And so besides spurring imagination, which is something that TV and film can't do in a way individually, it's a way to enjoy another's company. So reading stories. I've gone Mr. Rogers on you here. So what's your favorite story? Did you ever, you know, were you read to? Did you enjoy being read to? Many different experiences. So go out and read a story to yourself or to someone else.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.